Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Hey, all right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. I'm Lloyd Ross, and this particular episode is on the rule of 525, the rule of 5/25. What the heck is rule 5/25, Lloyd? What am I listening to here? Well, never fear, it's going to be of value to you, so don't worry. It's quite an interesting story, and hopefully it's going to help you to reduce the overwhelm in your life, all right? The overwhelm in your life, reduce it. So if you haven't yet, go back and listen to the episode called about having a dream. Do you have a dream or a vision? Okay. And in that episode, it's quite a long, it's only about 18 minutes, but it talks about having a vision and a dream to move towards in your wealth. But here's the thing. When people vision up or have goals, they tend to write down lots of goals, lots of things like a bucket list that they want to achieve. And they tend to do or write down lots and lots and lots and lots and lots. And so sometimes their vision and their goals misalign, and they spread their butter too thin. And with success and money, it comes with focus. Okay, focus is the secret to success. And if you're spreading your butter too thin over too many things, you're spinning too many plates, then you're probably not going to achieve a lot in any of those particular areas. Okay, and I think quite often of like the Olympics, like the Tokyo Olympics is on right now. And I'm seeing all these Australian swimmers smashing records and winning gold medals and so on. You know, any athletes are doing this in the Olympics. But what they didn't do was the swimmers, for example, didn't go and do swimming for a bit and then go play basketball for a bit and then do some javelin and then go and do some volleyball. They didn't do that. They just stuck with one sport. And they're having massive success, and that's going to set them up for life. So it's all about getting very clear on a few of the big things you're wanting to achieve and focusing on those. And they will inadvertently unlock lots of other things for you that you do want to do, but you've got to attack the big, bold ones first. And there's a great book you can read called The One Thing. Great book, actually. And the lesson in that one book, it talks about what's the one thing that I can achieve that makes everything else redundant or that makes everything else irrelevant? What's the one thing? Like, for example, if you had $10 million, okay, or if you had $100,000 a year passive income, or if you had, you know, whatever it is, $50 million, it would probably make a lot of things on your list of goals redundant because you could go off and do it. You could achieve all that, right? If you had this great business that produced all this money and had freedom and flexibility and you could do work from home and had all these things, it would probably make all the other things you want to achieve redundant because you could go and do it. Does that make sense? Like, what's the one thing that if you achieve it, makes everything else, all the other decisions you have to make go away, basically? And if you're looking at your goals, too many people are trying to do everything. I know that you want to experience a lot in life and you should, but trying to do too many things at once, and I see it like trying to build 7 incomes at once, trying to do 3 side hustles at once instead of one, working 3 jobs instead of getting really good at one area, reading 3 books at once, trying to go on too many different holidays and too many destinations, trying to stay in too many hotels in one destination. You can apply this principle to almost anything, right? Too many things at once. So look at your list of things and think to yourself, what is the one bold thing that if I achieve it, it makes all these other things either achievable or go away, whatever it might be. And it reminds me of this story called the 5-in-25 principle. And it's about Warren Buffett and his pilot, Mike Flint. And you can go and Google this, 5/25, Warren Buffett, Mike Flint. And Warren Buffett is the master. He's like the 4th richest person in the world at the moment, has been the richest before. He's my idol. I'm a disciple of his. He's my OG mentor. Anyway, Warren Buffett's in his plane one day with Mike Flint, his pilot, and Warren Buffett being the ultimate focus guru, like he is amazingly protective of his time, and he just focuses on the one thing. That's all he does. And his life has been this massive, massive success in many areas. So his one thing is focusing on allocating capital and buying investments, okay? Buying shares, finding undervalued stocks and buying them. And he does that really well. He does it better than anyone ever. So anyway, he's extremely good at focus. And so he's in his plane one day. He's got this obviously private jet. And he says to his pilot, Mike Flynn, he says, "Mike, what is it you're wanting to achieve? What are your goals you're wanting to achieve?" He says, "Oh, Warren, I want to achieve so many things. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. And then I want to go here. I've got so many goals I'm wanting to achieve. I'm really excited about achieving them." And he says, "You know, Warren, what would be your advice to achieving these goals?" And Warren says, "Well, here's what I want you to do, Mike." He said, "I want you to write down the top 25 things you want to achieve in your life. The top 25 things." Mike's like, "Oh, awesome. I can easily do that. No worries." So he writes down 25 things. And he's like, "Great, this is awesome. I'm going to give this to Warren." So he gives it to Warren Buffett. He says, "These are my 25 things." And Warren says, "Okay, what I want you to do now is I want you to circle the top 5 things that you're wanting to achieve. The top 5 things only out of the 25. He says, "Okay, cool, I'll do that." So he went back to his paper and he circled the top 5 things he really wanted to achieve out of the 25. And he hands it back to Warren. He says, "Here, Warren, here you go. Here's the, you know, the 5 top things out of my whole 25 list." And Warren goes, "Great, that's awesome." And Mike says, "Well, what does that mean? Does it mean that you're trying to tell me that I should achieve or focus on these 5 things first and then do the other 25 things?" And Warren Buffett said, "No, absolutely not." He said, "I want you to only focus on those 5 things and eliminate the other 20. The other 20 things are on your never touch again list." They're on your, actually, you called it, those 20 things are on your avoid at all cost list, okay? And he said, "Only focus on the 5. That's it." Amazing, right? So Mike's like, "Really? Well, what? Why? Why would I want to do that? Why not?" He said, "Because if you go and try and achieve all 25, you won't achieve anything. Focus is what creates success. So if you can focus on 5 of those things, right, you'll have tremendous success. As long as you don't dabble in the other 20. The dabbling is what kills you because there's only so much time in the day." So he said, "Put those 20 on your never, ever touch again list or your avoid at all cost list." And that's the type of advice I would give to people. Like in my business, Alicia and I have a great online network marketing business. That's our main core business. And we have a digital financial education business, Money Grows on Trees, where we sell books and courses. Okay, that's our second business. And then I've got the podcast, which I love and I focus on. So thank you for listening. This is a passion, you know, teaching for free through value through podcasts, which takes effort, right? It's pretty well its own business, just about. If you're wanting to start up a podcast, it takes time and effort, right? And so there's 3 kind of business things. The 4th thing is our investments. Like I do have to have some level of focus there, allocating capital into shares and index funds and so forth. That takes effort, albeit it's quite passive, which is good. And then we've got, you know, our family, relationships, each other, and kind of our lifestyle, right? There's usually floating around there some sort of massive health goal, like running an ultra marathon or something like that, or some sort of trip that's happening. So if you're adding those things up, there's kind of like 5 things there, right? And outside that, there's not much else. There's actually nothing else. I would say there's nothing else. There's nothing else outside that matters to me. Like I keep it 5. I don't have a 25 list. And I learned that off Warren Buffett. So I want you to focus on the same thing. And also, by the way, I didn't create or start 3 different businesses all at once. It was one first, focus heaps on that, you know, for 7 years. Started a second one when I knew that was steady and rising, growing by itself. Started a second business. We'll focus there for a fair while. The podcast rolls and helps both of those businesses and helps me, you know, give value as well. So it's like a bit of a bolt. It's part of one of those businesses. So it's kind of like there's 2 big things there. And investing, yep, important. It's a business in its own right for sure, but quite passive. So I'm happy to have that 3rd thing there. And then you've got your relationships. You need to focus on your friendships, your relationships, your spouse. If you've got children, that's important, right? So you don't really have much else left. And I guess I don't feel like I'm missing out on things too much because I love those things that I focus on. So I'm really good at saying no to stuff. Like I'm really good at saying no to like ventures. I'm not really into the whole shiny object syndrome. Like if someone says to me, Lord, I've got this great opportunity and it doesn't fit into what I'm doing, I just decline. And that's important. It's as important to say no to the 20 other things as it is to say yes to the 5 things, okay? So I make sure that I've got a health goal that I'm working towards. I make sure I've got my two businesses, investment goals, relationships and spouse and holidays. You know, that's pretty well it. Outside that, you can't do much else, all right? And I'm happy with that because I love what I do. And I don't feel like I'm ever missing out on stuff, all right? But if you feel like you are and you've got this massive list, I would implore you and get really clear on your top 5. So write down your 25. Do the 5 and 25 task. Write down your top 5 and then put the 20 on the avoid at all cost list. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. You will have massive success in your life if you do that. And I think it's one of the things that prevents people having success in money or in relationships or whatever it is, right? They're spreading their butter too thin across too many things. You know, you try and do that with you try and do that with dating and see how far it takes you, right? Like, yeah, at some point you got to focus on the one thing, on the one person. But it's the same as anything. So I really wanted to do this podcast episode because I feel like it's the one thing that most people struggle with. So get really clear. All right. If you end up doing your 5 and 25, do your list of 25 and circle your top 5, and then give us a shout out on Instagram. Tag me in it. I want to see who comes up with it. And I would love to be part of that change in your life. So, you know, on the previous episodes, if you listen to the Vision and the Dreams one, if you do a vision board too, tag me in that as well. I'd love to see your vision board. At Lloyd James Ross is my Instagram handle, right? So tag me in that. If you feel like you want to share this podcast episode, if it's given you tremendous value, feel free to grab it, tag me in it and share it to your audience so we can help empower and you know, impact more people when it comes to their financial well-being and their goals and their life and entrepreneurship journey. So thanks so much. I hope that's been helpful for you. The 5 and 25 episode, really powerful and helped me a lot. I think about it all the time. If you want to get even clearer, go get the book, The One Thing, and have a read of that. It's really, really helpful. Okay. So look, hope that's been great for you. I've enjoyed this particular episode and look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.